Hello and welcome to Key Point Review Unit 19, Property Management. I'm Shauna Hansen and I'm your Agent Rising Instructor for today's review. Our goal is to get through all the material in under 10 minutes. Let's get started. Property Manager. Whether an individual or a company acts as the general agent of the investment property owner. In administering the property to achieve the objectives of the owner, generate income, and preserve and/or increase the property's value. A general agent is one who is authorized by a principal to represent the principal in a specific range of matters. Real estate or property management license. Property management functions may require a real estate or property management license as provided by state law. Asset management. Property managers may undertake asset management by helping the owner to decide the type of real estate in which to invest, residential or commercial, the best property to purchase, the financial resources necessary to fund the purchase, and the best time to dispose of the property. Leasing agent is usually a state-licensed real estate professional working as an independent contractor or property manager on a commission basis. Independent contractor is someone who is retained to perform a certain act, but who is subject to the control and direction of another only as to the end result and not as to the way in which the act is performed. Unlike an employee, an independent contractor pays for all expenses and Social Security and income taxes and receives no employee benefits. Most real estate sales associates are independent contractors, meeting the IRS definition for a qualified real estate agent. Corporate property manager is usually an employee of the corporation. Management plan and management agreement define the expectations and responsibilities of the parties. Cash flow report will summarize income and expenses. Profit and loss statements. Period profit and loss statements provide general financial information. Net profit is determined computing gross receipts, then subtracting operating expenses and interest paid on a mortgage loan. Budget comparison statement compares actual results with the original budget. Determination of rents. Rents are determined at a monthly rate per unit for residential property, and rents are determined at a monthly rate per square foot for commercial property. Selecting tenants. A building manager selects tenants while complying with all applicable federal, state, and local fair housing, anti-discrimination, and equal opportunity laws. Commercial tenant considerations typically include the suitability of the building in terms of size, location, and amenities, compatibility of the prospective tenant with the building and other tenants, and the availability of space for expansion if necessary. Adequate property maintenance includes preventative maintenance, timely repairs or corrective actions, and the routine activities that help preserve the property and enhance its desirability to tenants. Environmental concerns that require the attention of the property manager include the disposal of hazardous waste, the lead-based paint disclosure for residential property constructed before 1978, the building-related illness, BRI, and sick building syndrome, SBS. Federal laws affecting property management include the following: Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, which includes Title I, which applies to employers with 15 or more employees and provides for employment of qualified job applicants, regardless of disability, with reasonable accommodation. Federal laws affecting property management also include Title III of the ADA, which prohibits discrimination in commercial properties and public accommodations and requires that access to facilities and services be provided when reasonably achievable in existing buildings with a higher standard for new construction or remodeling. Federal laws that affect property management include the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, which prohibits lenders from denying a loan based on a person's race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, or receipt of public assistance. Additional protections may be added by state or local laws. The federal laws affecting property management include the Federal Fair Housing Act, which prohibits discrimination in the sale, rental, or financing of housing based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, family status, or disability. Additional protected individuals may be added by state or local laws. Risk management includes treatment of risk by deciding whether to, and we use ACTOR, A-C-T-O-R, for avoid risk, control risk, transfer risk, or retain risks. Risk management focuses on tenant security and types of insurance available. The HO4 renter's insurance policy covers the renter's personal property. Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Melody Beatty, author. Have a great week. See you in class.